Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sportskin India Limited Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Devansh Dedhia. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Dedhia.
Thank you, Yusuf. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Sportskin India Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on the Q3 and 9-month FY24 financial results discussion call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Munish Awasthi, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva, Chief Financial Officer. Short disclaimer before we start this call: this call will contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our belief, opinion, and expectation as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and will involve unforeseen risk and uncertainty. With this, I would hand over to Mr. Munish Awasthi, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Devansh. First of all, good afternoon and happy New Year to all the participants. Welcome all of you for this earnings call. I hope everyone has had an opportunity to go through the investor deck and the press release that we have uploaded on the exchange. Last quarter was a quarter of two halves. The first 45 days, we saw a very good export demand from our key market, Bangladesh. The other market, China, was a little subdued, and the domestic demand was in totally doldrums. In the last 45 days of the quarter, the domestic market picked up post-Diwali, and demand has been robust. While the Bangladesh market became a little subdued because of the impending elections there, and China continued to be subdued. Locally, we saw the segment-wise weaving did pretty well, and denim, after a long time, we saw the demand picking up a little, and knitting continued to be subdued throughout the last quarter. Looking ahead, we have seen in the last 15-20 days, we have seen some uptick in demand in key markets of Bangladesh and China as well. The domestic market continues to do well. We have seen some uptick in the demand for knitting yarns also after a long time. The cotton prices are at the lowest level relative to international prices for almost 3-4 years, which is a good development. The outlook, according to us, is much better than it has been for the last 6-7 quarters. The Western markets, our key consumers, seem to be done with their stock rationalization. There is, because of the Red Sea issue, we have seen some positive effect on some preponement by some buyers because of the amount of time taken because of the alternate route. Though it has affected us, our trade cost has gone up in some markets, which is a very small portion, that is about 5% in some markets because of this Red Sea issue. So in totality, we see the last quarter was something we could see some progress in long, subdued conditions we have seen, especially in the domestic market. Domestic market, local market has been down for almost 6-7 months, and we saw a sharp uptick in post-Diwali, which has continued for the last 2 months now. And we saw the margins couldn't improve that much because there was a lot of capacity idle going on across the spinning sector in India, which has now started to fill up more than before. So we expect that volumes have increased. We expect the margins to start expanding slowly and steadily over the next 2-3 quarters. Another development was that the gaining capacity for our rooftop solar project has been totally operationalized as now, The company has full 25 megawatts of power available for captive consumption. This has been a very important step to keep power costs in check. Now the company operates at a larger scale than before, and it's also a small step towards sustainability. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva, who will take you through the financial performances of the company.
Thank you, Mr. Awasthi. Good afternoon, everyone. For Q3 FY24, Sporting India Limited achieved revenues from operations of Rs. 598.7 crores, up 16.7% year-on-year and -4.7% quarter-to-quarter basis. Share of export to revenue was 48% as compared to 42% in the previous quarter. Exports have grown 46% Y-to-Y from 196 CR to 287 CR. The gross profit stood at Rs. 134.4 crores, up 26.4% on Y-to-Y basis and 14% on quarterly basis. EBITDA for the quarter was Rs. 48.7 crores with EBITDA margin of 8.1%. EBITDA margin improved about 32 BPS Y-to-Y and about 183 BPS on quarter-to-quarter due to higher gross profit, as company benefited from lower input cost as well as controlled rise in employee cost. Profit after tax was Rs. 13.8 crores with margin of 2.3%. PAT declined 11% on quarterly basis on account of higher other income in quarter 2 FY24 and 23.5% yearly basis due to rising depreciation and interest cost. For 9 months FY24, revenue per operation was Rs. 1766 crore. Gross profit was Rs. 370.6 crore with a margin of 21%. EBITDA for 9 months was 138 crore. Thus, EBITDA margin was 7.8%. Profit after taxes was 447.5 crores at PAT margin of 2.7%. I would like to reiterate that reason depreciation has jumped up for the current financial year is because of the capex for increasing spindles as well addition of rooftop solar was put to use during the start of the current year. Thank you. I request now moderator to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Aniket Kulkarni from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. So I had a couple of questions. Is the slowdown in the China economy affecting the company's operations in any way? You know, either a direct effect or a spill down effect, if you can explain.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the question. Yes, definitely. You know, the Chinese market has been one of the key markets for our exports historically. Not specifically for our company, but for as a country, it has been the key market. And the slowdown has affected. But lately, we have seen, you know, in last 2-3 months, last 1 month, we have seen some uptick in the demand from China as well. I think the biggest impact has from China has been in the synthetic yarn market than cotton yarn market. So there is some down effect, but it's more pronounced in synthetic yarn than in cotton and cotton blended yarns.
Okay. And I have some couple of other micro related questions also. So, you know, does the company benefit in any way if textile capacities are shut down in Bangladesh, you know, due to the recent labor unrest which was going on? So, does this benefit the company or it harms us?
So, I think the recent reports of the slowdown or shutdown in Bangladesh was misreported. Because for us, Bangladesh is a very key market. almost 60% of our exports to Bangladesh, and definitely hurts us more than it benefits if there is some disruption in Bangladesh. But we have not seen anything of that sort. Of course, there was a slowdown in purchases from Bangladesh vendors because of the impending election and because of the fear of some sanctions. There was rumors of sanctions being imposed by US and EU, which has since not happened, and the business is back to normal since then. So there were elections on 7th January, and from 15th January they're back, and they were not buying for a month, not that aggressively, but I think they're back on the table now. So things are back to normal.
Okay. And do we stand to benefit from the UK free trade agreement if it materializes? Because the textile duties are expected to come down.
Most definitely. See, we don't. UK doesn't import any yarns, but of course, the Indian garment sector will benefit hugely, and in turn, we being a key supplier to those vendors. Definitely, it will be a big boost in the longer term. In short term, it will be good for confidence. But in longer term, UK can be a big market for garment exporters from India. So definitely, it will be a huge benefit for us in the long term.
Alright, and one just last question on the capacity. So, if you operate at full capacity, including the new ones which have come, so what kind of revenues can you achieve?
So we are fully right now at, I think this is the top, so we are looking at revenue of anything between 2400 to 2500 crores for the full year at this capacity. So we are working at almost the full capacity. So this is going to be at these prices of yarn, this is going to be our run rate for the time being. About 600 crores plus minus 5% for every quarter.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much for answering my questions, and best of luck for the coming quarter.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Varun Gajaria from Omkara Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Happy New Year, and thank you for the opportunity. So, with respect to cotton prices, it seems like the cotton prices have pretty much cooled down to around 55,000 rupees per candy, which was take on it. And what is the valuation of inventory that you have, or cotton inventory that you have at your end?
I didn't get your question. Like the second, of course, I didn't get your question. What are you wanting to know?
Okay, so it seems that cotton prices have cooled down to around 55,000 rupees per candy. So how is it going at cotton how is it going there, and what valuation is the inventory holding of cotton?
Okay, the cotton prices are right now oscillating between 54 and 55,000. They have been here for almost a month now. And as I said in my opening remark, these are the lowest prices in relation to international prices for long, maybe 3-4 years. So we definitely feel there's a lot of value in cotton right now. And this is generally the harvest period, so the arrivals are at their peak. So this is generally the time when most of the mills, they stock up. So we are also doing that. About the exact amount of cotton stock, we don't share that number. But right now I can just tell you that the arrivals are at the peak, and so we are, this is the time we generally stock up. And we feel this is the right price. So in relation to international prices are at the lower end.
Okay, so it shouldn't fall from your end further, right? Like, ideally.
I don't have a crystal ball, but yeah, you know, the free feel is it's pretty much at the bottom.
Right. So, what was the cotton yarn spread this quarter?
The cotton yarn spread was around about 121 rupees.
Okay, 121 rupees. Okay. And it seems like on quarter and quarter basis, your margins, your EBITDA margins are lower. Is there any particular reason for it?
EBITDA margins were a little higher actually, quarter to quarter. By 2%, I think. Not lower. If you exclude the other income, they were slightly higher, by 2%.
Right. Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Darshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So, thank you for taking my question. So, my first question is, why have the margins dipped so significantly, like going from 13% to, say, 8%, if I'm being clicky? What would be the reason for that? And if in case, if you're saying that the prices have hit rock bottom, and if, say, suppose the margins improve from here, by what, within what timeline would we go back to the long-term 11-12% EBITDA margins?
So margins have been pretty subdued for last 3-4 quarters. So it's not some phenomena has not happened like now. So margins have been, you know, in the range of 7-8% for last 4 quarters now. And there are many reasons behind it. First of all, of course, you know, the huge slump in demand across the world, the Western markets doing their stock, rationalization, many other factors. But now, getting back to the normal levels, which were 12-13% for us. I see some roadmap, going towards this. I believe we should be getting into, it's in a not in a very distant future. We see something which we haven't seen for last 6-5 quarters, that is very low cost prices and good demand. So I believe that in 2-3 months we should start seeing some uptake in margins also and getting inching towards the normalcy.
Okay. But any kind of very ballpark timeline, say a year or two, if you go back to these margins, 7-12.
I think it looks like it might happen, in 3-4 months.
Okay, great. That's great. And secondly, do we have any capex plans going forward?
Not as of now. We don't have any major capex plans. Just normal upgradation, modernization. That's it.
Okay. And debt scenario? Debt plan, or are we planning to repay that?
So we are continuously repaying our long-term debt. So and the debt which had peaked at around 430 crores, so it is down to 380 crores now. So we'll be paying it as it comes due. So we are in no hurry to repay it.
Okay, great. And finally, just last question. Any kind of, not specifically guidance, but overview over the next, say, 2 years, what do you think, the revenues might go to? Margins, we've talked about it, but what do you think about the revenues?
So revenue, as I told you, like for next 1 year and 18, for at least next 1 year, we expect the revenues between 2400 plus minus 5%, because we are not adding any capacity in next 1 year. And and they will definitely be in that ballpark. If the prices go up, yeah, they can go up by 10%, 7%, 8%, how the prices move. But the quantity wise, we will be sticking to this quantity for next 12 months at least, as we're not adding any more.
Okay, so like we're running at peak capacities and we won't be doing capex, so it will be in that range.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we're relying on realization to improve and then we'll probably think on doing capex.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, you are audible, sir. Please proceed.
Sir, I'm trying to understand that on our 25 megawatt rooftop solar power plant that we have set up, sir, what was the capex that we have incurred and what is the expected IRR on this? And sir, our quarterly power and fuel cost is around 40 crores. So by how much will it come down going forward due to this?
So our total outlay was around 85 crores on this 25 megawatt. And the IRR, I think my team can get back to you separately. We don't have the numbers of that. And we will be saving almost, you can say, around 1 lakh about. So our cost, which is, see, the some major portion of this was operationalized in last 6 months also. So the saving, what we are from where we were, the saving is almost about one, about how much?
Sir, also I wanted to understand that
about 4 crores a quarter, but it goes up in the summer months and it comes down in the winter months.
Great, sir. Sir, I'm trying to understand that we have capability to manufacture cotton yarn as well as blended and synthetic yarn from our facilities. Sir, so I'm trying to understand that how fungible is our capacity that depending upon the realizations and spreads in different segments, can we, by what extent can we basically alter our output from cotton yarn to, let's say, blended or synthetic yarn?
So synthetic yarn, you know, once you have cotton yarn spindles, you can spin anything on that. You know, it is very difficult to going from polyester to cotton. It is rather impossible. You know, you have to incur a lot of capex. But from going from cotton yarn to synthetic yarn, it's not that difficult. So I think if we don't do it because you know, we don't go by monthly outlooks or quarterly outlooks. We go by what because we don't want to disrupt our market and our market share in the segments we are and our expertise in the segments we are. So that's why we have distributed our spindles according to our markets, our customers. So we don't take these decisions, you know, monthly or quarterly. So if we see a long-term requirement to get into a certain segment, only then we do that. So, and for us, it's not that difficult because our biggest capacity is in cotton, and from cotton to get into blended or synthetic is not a very big, very big investment or a very big change.
So basically, out of the roughly 600 crore revenue last quarter, sir, what percentage was non-cotton yarn?
So cotton, just 1 second. 60% was 100% cotton yarn, and 35% was polyester cotton blended. The rest was synthetic or waste.
Great, sir. Sir, also, sir, Q1QR revenues have come down marginally. So, is this due to the fall in realization?
It's a combination of, a little bit of accumulation. Like, there was some stock which was shipped a little late, and a little bit, like, maybe 1 or 2% dip in the realization prices also in synthetic and blended yarns.
Great, sir. Sir, also, sir, what percentage of our cotton yarn would you consider as value-added yarn? And sir, going forward, since we are not, we don't have any immediate plans of increasing capacity, so can our product mix change so that our revenues can improve?
See, right now, the last 16 to 18 months, the situation has been pretty bad for all kind of yarns. May it be value added yarns or normal basic yarns or whatever. I think the situation will improve for everyone, and it is going to improve for everyone going forward. About value added part, we are right now increased it a little bit by maybe 3% in this quarter. We have gone into more slab yarns and double yarns. Our capacity has increased a little. So we are doing it slowly and steadily. We don't have a lot of leeway right now to get into more value added yarns. But whatever we have, we are doing it slowly and steadily, and I think our portion has increased steadily from, I don't have the figures right now, but we can share it offline. But it has been going steadily, very slowly, but steadily in last 4-5 quarters.
Sir, also, sir, in future, are there any plans to get into knitted or weaving fabric, or we will continue to be a yarn company only?
We never say never. So we right now we don't have any plans, but as we see the opportunities, we see a lot of opportunities in total textile segment, be it spinning, knitting, weaving, everything. So, and garmenting also. So, we are looking, weighing as we go through this lull of no expansion, we are weighing all our options and where all we can expand next. So, we are keeping all our options open, and the thing, everything is possible right now. We haven't yet decided, but everything is possible. We can get into, we have all the options open.
And sir, lastly,
may we please request you to rejoin the queue as there are several participants.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Guneet Singh from CCIPL. Please proceed.
Hi sir, thank you for this opportunity. Almost all of my questions have been answered, but in the last quarter, you had guided that we would be able to maintain our top line of Q2 for the coming quarters, but we saw a marginal decline. So, is it safe to say that for the coming quarter, looking at our solar plant being operationalized and better demand conditions, we can expect to maintain the top line of this quarter and get into double-digit EBITDA margins?
You're talking about the current quarter?
Correct, Q4.
Okay, the current quarter, see, I think we are at the turnover, of course, will be around the same, 600, where we are. About beta levels, it's too early for me to say. We are inching up. Let's see, we cannot commit anything right now. So, no guidance, we don't give any guidance. But things definitely are looking better than what they were last quarter. So, looking for the best.
All right. But we are looking to at least maintain the margins of this quarter, right? I'm not wrong.
Yeah, fully. Yeah, hopefully.
And for FY25, I mean, the revenue should look around 2400-2500 range. And our...
Yes?
It seems that we have lost the connection from the current participant. Meanwhile, we'll move to the next question from the line of Akshay from JHP. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. What would be the current order book?
So current, so we generally have an order book of 40 to 45 days. That is what it is right now.
Okay. And sir, from various customers, are we getting any signals for revival of demand? Conversation you are having with customers wherein they are saying that you they may offtake more few months later?
Yeah, as I said in my opening remark, that we are seeing some uptake in demand. It might not be, you know, we too early to call it the revival of demand, but we see many customers, our customers who have the utilization levels have gone up in different countries from 50-60%, we are working at 80% now. And even locally, we see it's evident that the capacity utilization of the garmenters is up, the orders are up. So, yes, there are some signs that things are getting back to towards normalcy. Things are getting, so we haven't seen this for last 17-18 months. So, from what we are seeing for last 1 month. So, if it continues, then of course, things get better.
Okay.
It's too early to say that this is, but we feel that the worst is over and the demand is slowly and steadily coming back. It won't be a V-shaped recovery, but we see the demand recovering slowly and steadily in the next 6 to 8 months.
So one thing which actually I was just seeing, our inventory days are much lower than what our competitors have actually, and that's what actually we are one of the most capital efficient players if I look at. So what is the reason for lower inventory days generally for us?
So, you see, in September quarter, generally our inventories are always at the lowest. So, if you, and last year was a different year, because last year, even in March, we didn't need to carry a lot of cotton because of, the attitude of farmers, they were not bringing up the cotton crop. So, it keeps on changing. It's according to the market how we feel it is right, because most of our inventory is in raw materials. So if the raw material coverage is less, then we look to be more efficient. And if it is more, we look to be more inefficient.
Okay. No, but I was comparing it with your competitors. So they are also operating in the same environment, right?
Everybody can have a different strategy, so we don't really know what our competitor is doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, there is this Expo Bharat Tech 2024. So, do we expect any, or is it just a normal exhibition which is happening, or is it going to be a little bit different this time?
Let's see, how it is. Definitely, all these expos are good for the country. People can come and look at, all the opportunities which are available in India. So let's see. We have to see it to comment how good or bad it was.
Okay. Thanks a lot, and all the best.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Varun Gajaria from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, and thank you for the opportunity again. So I just had one question, and probably I wasn't able to get it through in the last time. Quarter on quarter, your sales have reduced, but your EBITDA margins have remained a little bit higher. Is there any particular reason for it? Because from how I understand, the price of cotton or the price of inventory was relative, wouldn't have changed as much for the margins to budge. So,
Maybe some operational efficiencies, because in winter months the power cost goes a little bit down, and then you know there was slight uptick in cotton blended yarns, which was which fetched better margins in the last quarter. So I think because it was a combination of all these things, and maybe less inventory prices burden in the last quarter. Before that, the loss in inventory was more than this quarter.
Okay, and with the new power project that has gotten commissioned, do you expect improvement in the margins probably?
No, it's already happened actually. Of course,
that's already kicked in.
Yeah, it's already kicked in. The winter months, of course, the contribution of solar power is very minuscule. So in summer months, of course, it should add, 150 to 200 bits onto the margins.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Amit Kumar from Determined Invest. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I'm sorry I joined the call a little bit late, so my apologies if this is a repeat. All of these, Red Sea kind of disruptions, I see you have a fair bit of, share of exports in your revenues. And, with all of these Red Sea disruptions, the trading routes to US and Europe have been, disrupted. Any sort of impact, that you can highlight on your business, in the fourth quarter because of this? And then I'll ask a second question as well.
Yeah, so we discussed, in my opening remark, I said something about that, but as you have joined late, I'll reiterate. So Red Sea issue has benefited us or hurt us. Benefit is that a lot many customers of ours, they are being told by their final brands to prepone their shipments. So there is a little bit of preponement of demand that has happened. And about the freights, yes, the freights have gone up tremendously, in some cases by 3 times, 4 times. Fortunately, for us, most of our markets, the markets where the freights have gone up contribute only maybe 4 or 5% of our exports. So it's not hurting us negatively at all. Most of our customers, vendors who are exporting to US and Europe, so most of these shipments are FOB priced. So I don't think so they are getting hit directly. But of course, if it keeps on going on and on, so this will create some kind of inflation effect, which is not desirable right now. So yeah, it's in the short term, it's not hurt us a lot, but in long term, of course, things like this, they never help you.
Thank you. And my second question is, we've seen, it's been more than a year since the UAE and Australia free trade agreements, were also sort of set up. Are you sort of seeing any sort of traction, any sort of opportunity, coming in from these markets?
So these are very small markets for Indian exports, actually. The biggest Indian markets for export are, of course, EU and US. So
you know, there will be some benefit, but not for our yarns, gosh, but for the garmenters. But because of the base, it's, you know, you don't feel it's a lot. So it is happening, and I think these kind of FTAs, you know, they help you in the long term. They, you know, the people just don't switch to somebody else overnight. So there must be some things happening, the sampling, the new customers, people come and they visit you and they approve factories. So it's a long process. So I think, but of course these FTAs always help. So and all these FTAs and all these parks, textile parks, big parks which are coming up in India. So they're very helpful for the long, in the long scheme of things.
Understood. Thank you. That's it from my end. This will be very helpful.
Thank you. Participant, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Darshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. So I just wanted to ask a question that we talked about the margin increasing, but what would be the additional levers apart from like realization? You said that in 3-4 months we'll reach to the double-digit margins, but apart from realization, what else would it be that would take that figure to those percentages?
I think it's mainly it has to be demand. You know, the cost efficiency wise we have done, we are doing, it's ongoing. You know, we keep on doing whatever is possible. But the if the demand remains robust and as it is, and for a longer period of time, because in the last couple of months there was a lot of inventory lying around which has got consumed. So that's why the prices didn't go up, that, you know, that sharply. But they have got by 3-4 rupees. So that is the biggest lever, that the demand and so the prices going up, because of the demand going up.
Okay, got it. And do we have any kind of visibility over a figure, say 300 crores of EBITDA? Do we see that happening anytime soon?
You know, it's very difficult to predict. You know, we saw 600 crore of EBITDA 2 years back, which we never could predict. And we are down to maybe 200 crores or 220, 230 crores this year, which was also not predictable. So it's very difficult to predict these things in such a volatile time we're living in. You know, there are two wars going on. We have got highest interest rate for 20 years in Western world. So, it's very difficult to predict this right now.
Okay.
Of course, we are hoping for it.
Great. Okay. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. We have our next follow-up question from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
So last year we did a buyback, sir, so thank you very much for that. And sir, 1 year is about to get over, and sir, now our balance sheet is pretty much delivered. And since we don't have any capex plan, sir, if we do a share buyback, our spindles per share can increase without us expanding capacity. And sir, since the stock is also quite cheap, so it will benefit the shareholders for all times to come, as the number of shares will reduce permanently and earnings per share will increase permanently. So kindly consider another share buyback.
Yeah, definitely. You know, these kind of things we always have in our horizon. So we will be evaluating these things in the next 3 to 6 months. And we'll see if we don't have any expansion program. And if we think, then we will consider these things. For sure.
Great, sir. Thank you, sir. And best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Munish Awasthi for the closing comments.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank all the participants for taking out the time to join us for this call. We look forward to having continuous engagement with all market participants. For any other queries, be free to connect with Aurion Capital, our investment relation advisors. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Sport King India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.